The Herald Sun's David Davutovich, brought to you by Dream Street Lending. For Melbourne's most competitive home, car or investment loans, go to dreamstreet.com.au or call 1300 230 240.
Oh, just another quiet day in the office for Dave Davutovich. Not much going on in the A-League for you to report, Dave.
I was supposed to have a day off, Kev, but that clearly isn't happening.
Nope.
Woke up to the news that JVS is gone, the Melbourne City coach. So quite extraordinary news considering 5 weeks ago they were holding aloft the FFA Cup trophy, the club's first piece of A-League silverware.
He said, I've seen a quote where he said, you know, football's important, but family is more so. And I totally understand where he's coming from with that, with his dad's not well and he needs to go back and help with his father's care.
Well, that's right. So his father is ill. That is a fact that's confirmed. And he did return there over to Holland at the end of last season. And there were rumours abound sort of around that May period that he was, in fact, resigning and heading back there at that stage. But this was the final year of his contract. And I think regardless of what happened, he wasn't going to stay on. Now, look, there's obviously, you know, it is quite a sensitive issue. But, you know, in the last few weeks, obviously, results haven't gone Melbourne City's way since they've won the Cup. And I think all of that sort of weighed on his mind. And I know there were discussions that went on behind the scenes with the City Football Group, Melbourne City hierarchy and JVS. You know, they their expectations are quite high, and they made that pretty clear to him. So I think all of those factors combined saw him, you know, make the call that that he will resign straight away. And he's leaving tonight to go back to Holland. Oh, wow. I guess underlining the urgency of him, you know, returning over there. But look, he was at the club this morning, and I know the players were certainly surprised at the decision, considering they only played, what, a couple of nights ago.
Yep, and obviously Michael Valkanis will be the interim man appointed, but already rumours circulating about who the deep pockets of the City organisation might bring to the table.
Well, that's right, and there's, look, it's such a coveted position now, the Melbourne City job. Just you look at the squad they've assembled, so obviously locally, you know, it's in the major city. They're up and about, and they will give they should give the A-League title a real shake this season. But yeah, obviously with their international links too, it makes it a really enticing proposition for international coaches. So it'll be intriguing to see how many CVs pop across their desk. You often hear, you know, when Sydney FC or even the Central Coast Mariners, when that job comes up, there's no shortage of names that are put forward, and often you read stories about, you know, we've received in excess of 100 CVs across our desk or in our inbox. Well, I think there'll be a lot more for this job.
So, now, Dave, you mentioned the number 100. I will hold you right there, put you on pause, because we've got one of those.
An Australia-Pakistan Test Cricket Update.
Rams, Smokey Dawson, marvellous 100 by Young Rinsh.
Yes, fantastic and great scene. Standing ovation at the Sydney Cricket Ground, Kev. Rinsh, your 100, 201 balls, 8 fours, and embraced by his batting partner and debutant in the same Test match 4 ago, Peter Handscomb, who got his in his second Test match. So, a couple of great, bright young prospects for Australia at the crease at the moment. And Matt Renshaw gets his maiden Test century. He's 100. Handscomb is 5 and Australia 3 for 258.
SEN Summer of Cricket. The High and Mighty. The big and tall end of year sale on now. And Ashley and Martin. For a free consultation, call 13GROW.
Dave Davutovich is with me from the Herald Sun. With thanks also to Beauty Bay in Brighton, 281 Bay Street, Brighton. Or you can go to their website, www.beautybay.salon. Joseph Gombo's name is the one that's immediately come up as being one that could fill the shoes of JVS. Dave, what do you think about that?
Yeah, his name's popped up quite a lot in the last 12 to 18 months, and particularly since he's returned to Australia to accept the assistant coaching job for the Socceroos. He's a second assistant as well as the Ollie Roos coach. So He's positioned pretty well, geographically at least, to take it. And there are some pretty tight links there because he was the Adelaide United boss for a couple of years, and his football manager back then, Michael Petrillo, is the current football boss here at Melbourne City. Mike Volcanis, who you mentioned earlier, was his assistant at Adelaide. But look, it's certainly not a lay-down Mazaire. I know his name will be mentioned, but he's one of... I reckon dozens of candidates that they'll consider. I've got a feeling they won't go down that Gombau pass, just a hunch.
Okay.
Volcanis is in the box seat at the moment because I know he's made an impression on them, and he coaches them on Friday. He'll probably get another game under his belt. And then, if he gets a couple of wins and some convincing wins and does well, they may be tempted to give it to him at least for the rest of the season. And then... reassess from there. So it is obviously easy to find coaches and speak to coaches at the end of the season, but in saying that, over in Asia, where there's obviously more money and more coaches from Europe heading to at the moment, it is their off season. So look, there will certainly be international candidates discussed.
Given the city has, how big the city organisation is and the platforms that it offers for coaches to, come here and then go there and go there and finish up wherever it might be, would they may have stashed someone somewhere that they could pull out?
That's a good question. I mean, maybe they've just been warming Pep Guardiola up at Manchester City for the Melbourne City job.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
or Patrick Vieira over at New York City. I mean, look, it's quite extraordinary, obviously, the network that they've got. They've got a 20% share of the Yokohama club over in Japan, and they've got links with numerous other clubs around the world, including over in Holland. So, look, I don't think so, Kev. I know at the end of last season, the plan was to appoint an international assistant coach to John Van Skip with a view to potentially taking over. That didn't occur.
Yep.
And they ended up promoting Joe Montemuro as the second assistant. He was in the system and coaching the youth team and the W League team, and he's there with Volcanis at the moment. But, I think this has caught them probably by surprise a little bit, but... there's no doubt they've been speaking to visa coaches over the last few months and years. They've sounded people out. They've got a huge network. The person leading, this charge at the moment, this search for a coach, will be Brian Marwood, who's actually based over in Manchester and has been involved with City for upwards of 10 years. So, look, his contact base and his... network is quite vast globally. So, I don't think they'll have too many issues.
All right, given the Timmy Carl situation, what about I throw this at you? What about Harry Kuehl?
Very interesting one, Kev. I did speak to someone today about Harry Kuehl. The name popped up. And you know what? If it was in a year's time, I reckon he would be a massive shout. At the moment, it's probably a little bit too early for Harry. So he's doing the Watford reserves. It's his second season there, and my information is that he's doing really well. I actually had him. I do an annual list of 10 up-and-coming coaches or A-League coaches in waiting. He was actually number three.
Okay.
On my list. Number one on that list was Ante Milicic, the Socceroos assistant, who was the Melbourne Heart assistant in their first two seasons. So, he's another one that could potentially come into the mix. But, certainly with what Ange Postecoglou's done, taking the Socceroos reins and bringing through a number of, young up-and-coming Australian coaches, and we've seen Paul Okon go over to the Mariners and certainly improve them in a short space of time. Aussie coaches are, a bona fide contenders for such jobs.
Is there any, I had Damien Murray on earlier today, who's been, biding his time at Adelaide City for a number of years. Is there someone, an Australian name in the past like that, not with the profile of Harry Kuehl, who might be looked at, or will they go, do you think they'll go for someone with the profile as well?
Oh, it's a tough one. I think it really depends on the names that come across their desk. So, in terms of the local candidates, I think we've covered them all. I don't think there's any one from outside of the four or five that we've just mentioned that would be a contender. I mean, unless they have a crack at someone from another club, but from another A-League club, I don't think they'll do that. Tony Popovich, Kevin Muscat's clearly not going to go there.
You don't reckon?
No, probably not. Mate, that'd cause World War III.
Oh, jeez, could you imagine if that happened?
The fans would turn on him in a heartbeat.
They'd burn effigies, I reckon.
They would. But no, look, and I think that's part of, you know, being the City Football Group and buying this club for $11.25 million and having the base over in Manchester is the fact that they do have these international contacts that they can tap into. So, you know, if I was a betting man, I'd be saying that medium to long term, it will be a visa coach. But just under the circumstances, considering we're midway through the season, I reckon maybe they just persist with a local contender for the time being.
Yep. What'd you make of last night's game?
In entertaining, well, from sort of 29 minutes onwards, it was pretty.
The first half hour was bloody awful.
Yeah, and then they awarded the penalty to Melbourne Victory, which turned out to be pretty lucky. It looked like a pen watching it live, and to be fair, our media box is situated sort of in the corner, or fairway away from it, and poor old Lynchy was next to me, was struggling to see what was going on, as was I. To be fair, but we didn't have the benefit of replays either. But yeah, Mark Jones, the Jets coach, afterwards was pretty disappointed with the penalty. Said it was the wrong call, and having seen the replay today, clearly struck him on the shoulder.
But in real time, when you're watching in real time, you just went, "Oh, that's a penalty."
That's right, because his arm was out.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had so much time to set himself because it was a cross that came in from 15 or 20 metres away. But, look, clearly the wrong call in the end. But what happened was Berisha scored his goal, broke the A-League record, and then the floodgates opened. And that was, you know, what they needed just to get their confidence up. But, you know, another ripping display from Melbourne Victory. And Muskie was up and about at the post-game press conference. And I was just actually thinking afterwards last night, and I had no idea JVS was going to hand in his resignation. I thought, gee, Muskie just can't wait for the next Melbourne derby to come up, I reckon. Having, you know, been embarrassed in round two and then got knocked out of the FFA Cup. And, yes, they won the last one. But, you know, since then, they've overtaken them, and they are clearly the form local team. I reckon
he's hanging out for that Australia Day game against Sydney.
Well, that too. That's looming as a huge one, isn't it? I mean, they're 7 points behind. They win their game in hand. They bring it back to four. Sydney FC today have just released the defender Matty German to Suwon Blue Wings of Korea, and he's been a really important part of that team. Him and Alex Wilkinson, the back two, the stingiest defence in the A-League by far. So all of a sudden you throw a Seb Ryle or someone else in there, it's not as commanding. So it's going to be a really intriguing second half of the season, Kev.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Now, tonight, World of Football from 7 o'clock. What are you and your mate Zappers, your TV buddy Zappers, got lined up?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a big show. Obviously, plenty of discussion about Melbourne City and JVS, the fallout there, and taking a forensic look at the contenders to take over. We'll have a look at the Melbourne Victory's game from last night, and there will be a Melbourne Victory guest joining us as well. Yeah, anything else that people want to discuss in the world of football?
Beautiful. On tonight from 7 o'clock, catch Dave and Michael Zapponi right here on 1160 SEN. Thanks, Dave.
Good on you, Kev.
For Dream Street Lending and also for Beauty Bay in Brighton at 281 Bay Street, Brighton. Or you can check them out at beautybay.salon.